This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, the weekend edition, as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from our Moss Nissan Studios, the great radio stations across America, as well as across the Caribbean and down into the satellite land and on the Internet around the world. Hello to Maria in Germany. We've heard from her several times this morning so far, and a special shout-out, as always, goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. Thank you for all you do. And to everybody working the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, where you're at, how you're doing it, thank you for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. You can get all kinds of stuff over there, including our podcast, which is over there. So you can always hear that, too. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Adam Schiff is back in the news again for all the wrong reasons, but a column written in Town Hall magazine talks about his secret subpoena and that adventure that he had with it, which could end with legal buckshot in his face. That's the title of the story. Now, several people are saying, will this get him in legal or criminal trouble?
Therein lies a very big question. I don't think it was a secret subpoena because I believe that Nunes knew about it. But because it was presented or it was presented in a skiff, nobody can talk about it. Now, Schiff apparently presented quite a list of phone numbers. And the phone numbers, they don't know who they belong to, and they don't know. In other words, if it was a cell phone or who the call went to, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm.
And because it happened in a skiff, people like Nunes or John Solomon were not, and John Solomon, of course, didn't know about it because he's a journalist.
Right.
But you can, the bigger question is, some people say it was a subpoena. Some people say that it was not a subpoena. So we don't know if it was just yet. But apparently they went to AT&T, and AT&T only presented the call log. So it doesn't say who they belong to, which is the reason there was some confusion in asserting that one of the numbers belonged to Rudy Giuliani, and he had called into the Office of Management and Budget. Well, it turns out he didn't. And I know this to be true because I've had several calls with, members of Congress, and they're, interestingly enough, there's a particular phone number. It's kind of like a whole of government phone number. So the way that the system is designed is when a member of Congress calls you, the caller ID doesn't mean it's their office. It's just a government number. It's just kind of a,
yep,
a whole, it's weird. Anyway. Because I've actually called it back in order to return a call. You know, what is this? Anyway, it will be very interesting to see where this goes. Now, Senator Rand Paul is flipped out about it.
Of course.
And then I happen to go back and look at some of Schiff's statements on certain issues. And he put out a statement, I think in 2013, maybe 2014, when Obama had to, we had the NSA scandal about the metadata. And Schiff was standing with Obama because Obama said, oh, we're going to retool this. We're going to be much more transparent, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, that's exactly what didn't happen here. So there are some things obviously working against Schiff. And we will see that if he used the force of his intelligence committee to abuse his own power. And that's the assertion that several are making, especially when it comes to a journalist. And everybody, you know, went into a meltdown, and rightly so, when Eric Holder did this to journalists. They did it to James Rosen. They did it to, what, 20 or 30 Associated Press reporters.
Yep.
And they had to have this big meeting at the Department of Justice with journalists.
Yep.
Rightly so. But nobody is standing in solidarity now with John Solomon.
Well, I've got a question for you from another listener. This is Charlie DeSteelhauer. He's at home in Pittsburgh getting ready to leave tomorrow to come back down to Miami with another load of steel. He's saying, Captain, how about Rudy Giuliani with attorney-client privilege? How can they possibly get a subpoena to do that? It's almost impossible, and that's what attorneys use all the time to not say things, is that it's attorney-client privilege.
Well, yes. There were apparently three calls with Rudy Giuliani. One lasted 1 second, one lasted 3 seconds, and one lasted, I think, 8 minutes. But we don't know, and those were to the kind of weird phone number. And they were asserting that it went to the Office of Management and Budget. We don't know what it went to. So two of the calls you can dismiss altogether because there obviously wasn't a conversation. But this is clearly going in the back door, and it is not a cool thing. So now the question becomes, the challenge should be to Nancy Pelosi, not to Schiff, because Schiff works for Pelosi. The challenge ought to be there. What is she going to do?
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, yeah, we're going to talk more about this because this is really getting interesting. And we're also going to talk about Rudy and his little trip he made to the Ukraine.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT88 to 85850. KIT88 to 85850.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the program, my discussion with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. To find out more about them, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that logo link on the right sidebar, and it's red, white, and blue. It says USCCA on it. And when you do, a window will drop down saying, would you like to sign up to register to win a free gun? Well, obviously, if you want to, that's what you do. That's number one. And good luck with that, because we're getting very, very close to getting somebody on this show to win it. We've come close. They've won some other alternative prizes, but not the gun yet. So we'll see how we do with that. But you got to sign up to do it. And then don't forget to check out membership in the USCCA, because membership in the USCCA can definitely save your financial and personal life. You'll get $474 worth of free stuff in doing that. And remember, it's all about taking care of those who take care of themselves. All right, well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back here with us. A couple nights ago, you and I were talking about some stuff, and after the show, you found something out pertaining to...
I wrote, this is really important. It's over at FoundersCode.com, and I titled it The GOP War Room versus Pelosi's Impeachment. And I'm using all of official documents here. These aren't things that, you know, I cherry-picked. And it has everything to do with the Bidens, especially. And what is particularly important is the United States has an agreement with many countries.
Right.
And it is an agreement for legal assistance. Now, when it comes to these agreements, we jointly would work with the other country on investigating whatever that we are going to investigate. And what's particularly interesting is it generally has to do with illicit funds.
Mm-hmm.
And those are illicit transactions, and they can be anything from money laundering to terrorism dollars, to illicit goods, to theft, to, all kinds of things. And so we have this agreement with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I spoke about last night, interestingly enough, the two Russians that did the big, huge hacking on the banks here in the United States with the malware.
Yes, ma'am.
We actually have this same agreement with Russia, interestingly enough.
Hmm.
And they do cooperate up to a point. Now, in the case of the Bidens, what is particularly interesting here is it began the investigation into the Burisma and the Bidens actually began way before Trump.
Mm-hmm.
It began before Trump was even president.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an important thing, because Joe Biden wasn't a presidential candidate at the time,
mm-hmm.
and Trump wasn't a president.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually goes back to Rosemont Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rosemont Seneca has a couple other divisions, Rosemont Bohai, Rosemont Seneca Real Estate, and all these other kinds of things. But what's particularly kind of interesting here is that Giuliani, who has been in Ukraine, he's been gathering a lot of these documents going back, not just on Joe Biden and Burisma.
Right.
It's going back further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Our own U.S. attorney, and I picked this up by something that Kevin McCarthy said, because somebody asked him a question about Burisma. He goes, you know what, the U.S. attorney's been investigating this since 2016. Well, that struck me, which is the reason I ended up writing the article.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this agreement. So what Trump did by having this phone call with Zelensky, he was following the law / agreement / treaty.
Yep. Yep.
Period. Now, we also, not do we have just this what is called legal assistance, bilateral assistance, but we also do it with Europol, we do it with Interpol, we do it with the FBI, and we do it with the United Nations.
Right.
Now, the FBI, and I wrote this one about 3 weeks ago, the FBI actually was on site and assigned to Ukraine
mm-hmm.
to look at corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And this is huge. So it's stunning to me that nobody's talking about this. I've got a letter that Chuck Grassley wrote. I've got one that Senator Johnson wrote. We've got the documents from Morgan Stanley where the monies were being paid into the Rosemont Seneca Bohai account of
right.
Morgan Stanley in New York.
Right.
So all the favor in this case is on Trump's side. Now, it may be that the Trump White House is not talking about it because they're holding it close to their vest.
As in Rudy Giuliani?
Well, or the phone call itself, because you know those mm-hmm. other cockamamie people that were on the call listening between Trump and Zelensky, they probably don't even know that we have these bilateral legal assistance agreements. I mean, we have them with all mm-hmm. kinds of countries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, it's really quite interesting. So if somebody wants to, take a look at how things are really in his favor, meaning Trump.
Yeah.
Take a look at my article, GOP War Room versus Pelosi Impeachment.
Yep.
There you have it. And
yep.
So don't panic.
No.
I think that Lindsey Graham probably knows this. And I think that Pelosi's got to know it.
Yep.
And I think probably Schiff does too. I mean, because this stuff doesn't happen, in a vacuum. I mean, these things... what goes on in these intelligence committees and so forth, they know it.
Did you hear what James Clyburn had to say about the vote that's upcoming? He's the majority whip in the House. And listen to what he had to say, and this kind of tells me something. And you tell me what you think when you hear this, because this is amazing.
Well, I mean simply that this is a vote of conscience. I do believe that when it comes to something as divisive as impeachment, we have to leave members up to their own consciences, their own constituents, and what they think is in the best interest of their love for country. And so I think it would be a bit unseemly for us to go out whipping up a vote on something like this. This is too serious. This is too much about preserving this great republic. And I think we ought to leave it up to each member to decide how he or she would like to vote.
What does that tell you?
Well, it tells me, and rightly so, that they have to vote according to their constituency. True enough. Now, let me just throw some more sand in the gears real quickly, and that is, Pelosi's out there talking about, she said some remarkable things that...
Yeah, she found God again.
Well, forget about all that. But, yesterday she called Trump a coward.
Right.
Prior to that, she called him an imposter.
Right.
That he's in violation. She comes out with these insertions. He's in violation of the Constitution.
Yep.
And she's going, blah, blah, blah. He has a duty, blah, blah, blah. Well, okay. What about her duty when it came to all things Debbie Wasserman Schultz in the Pakistani IT scandal?
Correct.
Okay. So if I were some of these Republicans, I would really begin to fight back and say, we want Nancy Pelosi censured or brought up before the Ethics Committee because she didn't bother to do anything with Javier Becerra.
Right.
She didn't bother to do anything with Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Right.
So where is her, you know, holier-than-thou posture on that scandal?
Well, absolutely.
Cricket.
And Susie is in Lakeland is chiming in and agreeing with what you're saying. She's been saying this for a little while, and it's amazing because, like, the great minds think alike, right?
Well, we shall have some real fun here on Monday because the FISA report comes out on Monday.
Yep.
And then Wednesday is the Lindsey Graham hearing. So this is going to throw some other sand in the gears, and all of a sudden we may begin to see some shaky foundation for Pelosi.
All righty. Well, I will talk to you on Monday morning. You stay careful, stay safe, and stay warm up on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I'll tell you, that stuff that we just talked about there, I hope you were paying attention. You'll be able to catch it on the podcast later because it'll be up on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
American businesses have complained for years that they can't find the workers they need to fill available jobs. But the unemployment rate now at a half-century low of 3.5%. Many economists have also warned that hiring would soon slow simply because there are fewer unemployed workers available.
Employers added 266,000 jobs last month, the most since January. Monthly hiring has, in fact, picked up since earlier this year. It's averaged 205,000 for the past 3 months, up from a recent low of 135,000 in July. Friday's job report squelched fears of a recession that had taken hold over the summer. Steady job growth has helped reassure customers that the economy is expanding and that their jobs and incomes remain secure. This should continue to boost spending and growth in the months ahead. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and getting a lot of comments from the chat room, as well as some instant messages here about what we just talked about, Denise and I, because we let a lot of information out there that you should be hearing about on all of the different alphabet soup and mainstream news channels, and you're not. But you heard it here, and I'm sure that eventually, sometime in the next week or so, you'll hear them talking about what we just talked about, Denise Simon and I. Now, I want to mention right now, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, don't forget that Moss Nissan has got four locations right now, actually five, because they got two at one of them. They've got the original Moss Nissan at U.S. 19 and 54 Newport Richey. They've also got the Moss Nissan store up on U.S. 19 in Crystal River. They've got the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs on U.S. 19. And then on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa, North Tampa, they've got Moss Nissan and Moss Acura right there. And stop by, see what they have to offer. And by the way, right now, anybody that wants a vehicle can buy one, because you don't might not think that you are able to finance yourself and get a vehicle, but they've got enough certified pre-owned vehicles to take care of just about any price range. And of course, the new vehicles are going out the door too. And remember the four words: you serve, you save. tremendous deals going on right now at Moss Nissan, Moss Acura, Moss Wholesale to the Public. So stop by one of their locations and make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that will save you more money, too, on your vehicle purchase. But again, now's the time to do it. End of the year sale prices are all in effect, and credit is not a problem. No matter how bad you think your credit is, they'll work with you. They'll find you something that you can afford to drive. It's just that simple. And again, make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to save you some money. Now, we're going to go to the phone lines right away here. Let's see here. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Sure is. How you doing? Thanks for taking
you,
my call.
Did you hear that last segment?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, you missed a good one. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was out of the car.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to throw this out to you as a rhetorical question to you and the audience.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, Kamala Harris flamed out, supposedly she's a black woman, Kristen Gillibrand, a woman, Booker and Castro aren't going anywhere in the polls. I mean, according to the woke logic that they subscribe to, what I'm saying is, why isn't the Democrats going up and filing to go out of business and dissolve and go away? Because according to their own standards, they're racist, sexist, deplorable. They have no diversity. They want to put this old white guy, Joe Biden, up here. I mean, what's going on here? How come they're not, why aren't the diversity police after them? How come they're not being protected by Colin Kaepernick? You understand where I'm going with this?
I do.
They're a bunch of old racist and sexist and women haters and this haters and that haters. How come the world isn't crying for them to go jump off the cliff?
Yeah, I do. Okay, I'll answer that for you. Here we go, folks. First of all, when's the first primary? February. And where is it? Well, it's the Iowa caucus. It's not a primary, but that's the first one, Iowa caucus. Then they go to New Hampshire. Then they move on down the line, come down south, and away they go. But the thing of it is there's still somebody out there that's going to get into this, because Joe Biden, I don't think, is going to maintain the big lead that he thinks he has. By the way, Bernie Sanders just took a slight lead in California over the Elizabeth Warren camp. They were leading for a number of weeks, and now Bernie Sanders is up by 1 or 2 points, something like that. But I would not be surprised if you don't see the likes of a Stacey Abrams in Georgia, who, by the way, I got to mention, our buddy Scott James Matheson, he's officially the mayor in Valdosta. Congratulations, Scott. You did it. And so proud of you, so proud to call you my friend. And he beat that machine, that Stacey Abrams machine that came to town and tried to turn Valdosta blue. Well, it didn't happen now, did it? They came close, but it didn't happen. And their voter harvesting and all that stuff, none of that worked. But here's the deal. Okay, we're going to see more of this. We're going to see more of this kind of stuff. And when you talk about the situation with the Democrats and why they haven't got, you know, they've gotten rid of a couple of minorities and this, that, and the other, and a couple of women, blah, 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 blah. There's going to be something, somebody's going to come into this. Could it be Hillary? Yes. Could it be Michelle Obama? Maybe. Maybe, and I say that with my tongue in my cheek, because even though she keeps saying, no way, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, if it comes down to the good of the party, and Barack Obama gets involved in this, and we do know that Barack and Michelle are a well-oiled machine, they work together on everything they do, and don't think they don't, you could see a lot of things happening here around January, before that first primary in New Hampshire. I'm sorry, the first caucus in Iowa, then the first primary, also in February in New Hampshire, because there's two primaries I keep doing this. There's a caucus and a primary in February when everything starts for the Democrats. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. We'll see what happens. But I would not be surprised if you don't see somebody like Stacey Abrams get involved, because she's sitting there, can't stand it. She's got to remain relevant and do something, and she keeps losing. She keeps losing. She's not helping anybody in Georgia. She just hurt Georgia. with what she just tried to do. And again, the voter harvesting. And they got caught to a certain degree at their own game again, because all those provisional ballots that they had to check and this, that, and the other wasn't enough to do it. Sorry, wasn't enough to do it. So congratulations to our buddy Scott James Matheson, the new mayor in Valdosta, and that is just such a good thing for you folks in Valdosta. He will be a great mayor. Okay, here's what I was going to say before Ian called. We are debating whether or not to send 5,000 to 7,000 more troops into the Middle East to counter the Iranian threat. Now, the Iranian threat that isn't being talked about is coming from Iran and the unrest in Iraq right now, which could be attributed some of it to the Iranians. And Iran is very quietly sneaking into Iraq and repositioning short and medium range missiles. Now, some of these missiles are capable of hitting southern Europe and Greece, and some of them are capable of hitting anywhere in Israel. Some of them are capable of hitting anywhere in Saudi Arabia. Some of them are capable of hitting our ships, our bases that are right there. And this is very worrisome to the folks that are in the business of providing military services for our neighbors and friends over there. This is very troublesome. So we need to be on our A game. And I'm sure we know where some of these missiles are going to and where they're setting them up, because you can't just move stuff like that and not know. But we will find out, and don't be surprised if it involves Israel, and Israel can find out that they're getting close to them. Don't be surprised if Israel doesn't put their planes up in the air again and they go after some of these targets of opportunity. Don't be surprised at all. So there you go. And again, the situation is very fluent in the Middle East. Now, before we take a break here, real quick, Microsoft has found that password security problem affecting 44 million users of their Microsoft security patch system. You know, when you get those little reminders from Microsoft and they send you the security patch thing and you're supposed to go in there and insert that and this, that, and the other? Well, apparently, somebody has been nailing passwords. 44 million passwords on a Microsoft database. So make sure you check your password if you got anything to do with Microsoft, and make sure you change it if you need to. And if they haven't already notified you, they will, just because of what I just told you. All right, hang on. Coming back with the final segment for the Week On edition here of the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. I'll be coming right back with a lot more, and going to take one last look at that big snowstorm out in the Rocky Mountains, out in the Sierra Nevadas, that'll be coming to the east. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
AC/DC to get you started out here. That's to wake Ron Edwards up. Make sure he's still awake. AC/DC, you shook me all night long. Yep. Alrighty, here we go. Oh boy, oh boy. Do you like snow? out there in the Sierra Nevadas? How about California? How about Oregon? How about Richard the Marine in Oregon that said he's getting ready for the snow? Yeah, you are, my friend, and it's coming, so here we go. Now, this is going to be another barn burner, a slow-moving system all weekend long coming in off the California coastline. It's going to bring rain, mountain snow, coastal impacts, locally heavy rain, may cause some flooding. Flash flooding, especially in the burn scar areas from central California up into southwestern Oregon. But in the higher elevations, up to 3 feet of new snow between now and Sunday. Up to 3 feet of new snow possible in the Sierra Nevada mountains. And it could even be more than that in some of the higher elevation areas like, oh gosh, Donner, Lake Tahoe, 4th of July up in Montana, which, by the way, it's snowing right now. And let's get going here because we got a lot of weather to talk about here real quick. California, winter storm warning all through the Sierra Nevadas, and rain over there, Northern California, Napa Valley, over towards San Francisco. So that'll be rain. That's what they're talking about. Snow up in the central part of Oregon headed towards Richard the Marine. You already know about it. Snow in the Hood River Valley, I-84, Washington State, and coming off of Cabbage tonight. You've got snow up there. You've got snow up towards Coeur d'Alene in Idaho. You got snow in Idaho down towards Boise. Then Montana. Hello, I-15. If you're going up I-15 from Utah, Salt Lake City north, you're going to be in snow all the way to Montana, all the way up north. And not to forget about most of the state of Nevada is going to be under a winter storm watch later today, and then warning as this system will work its way right straight across I-80 in the higher elevations. You've got snow in Colorado now, west of Denver. All the mountain peaks are starting to get it. It's starting out as just general snow. I-76, general snow there, but it will progress into something a little different. Wyoming, winter storm warning now, northwestern corner of Wyoming. And all of western Wyoming, Casper, Wyoming, you're going to see it across I-80 here before the day's over. Laramie, Cheyenne, you're going to have some problems there. We've got fog and a lot of it tonight in North Dakota, north to south, along I-29. You've got winds in the western part of Minnesota, just west of Minneapolis-St. Paul over to the North Dakota line. Then you've got some windy conditions with possibly some lake effect snow coming a little bit later in the western part of Michigan. Got some real heavy fog right now in the central part of Alabama, which includes all of I-20 and I-85 out of Montgomery going up to the Georgia line. And then up in upstate New York, the Hudson Valley up through Lake Champlain, you've got some winds, the result of that system that's way out there headed off to sea, off New England. So that's where you're at right now with all of that. So that's what you got. Be careful tonight if you're out that away. And right now, we're going to get going with the beach and boating forecast for the local area. Well, today, Saturday, if you're anywhere along the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, or Tampa Bay, you are going to have a really nice boating day. Now, the temperature is going to be a little bit warmer. It's actually going to go above 70 degrees. Won't be that warm on the water, and I'll tell you why in a minute. The water temperature, the Gulf water temperature is 68 degrees. The Bay water temperature is 69. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. The winds will start out of the north, then they'll turn to the northeast at 5 to 10 knots during the course of the day. Our low tide comes after 5 o'clock, 5:06 a.m. Our high tide comes at 11:18 a.m. And that's where you'll be with the beach and boating forecast today as we wander around looking at a really nice day to be on the water. Now, this is the day that you definitely want to be a member of the Freedom Boat Club. Because if you join right now the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay right here in my area, you will get $2,000 off
the one-time membership fee. And all you'll have to do is pay the balance due, and then boom, you're in Lake Flynn. You wind up with reciprocity at any of the Freedom locations across the country, 206 to be exact. We have 28 port locations here on the Tampa Bay Boat Club, the Tampa Bay Freedom Boat Club, and we have 430 boats right here. Now, next year, they're going to have 200 more boats and 20 more locations and go all the way up to Gainesville, home of the Florida Gators, and that's going to be something. Might be able to take a boat to get there. No, I'm just kidding. You'll be able to take a boat after the game or before the game. But keep in mind that when you join the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay by giving them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, or going to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, you get the opportunity to have reciprocity with all 206 locations across the United States of America. Does it get better than that? Yep. They've got eight franchises, eight locations in France. Yes, I said France, as in Europe. They've also got one in the United Kingdom and one in Australia, and three in Canada. Three in Canada. So there you go. How about them apples? Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. $2,000 off right now. Everybody gets $2,000 off to join the Freedom Boat Club. What a deal that is. Believe me when I tell you, what a deal that is. All right, well, let's talk for a second about the Talking Heads and what you'll see tomorrow on the Talking Heads news shows. Hopefully, they'll be talking about the economy, and they'll be talking about the tremendous report that we just got that counters anything that the Democrats have to say, because I heard Joe Biden talking about the manufactured economy, this, that, and the other. Well, there was nothing manufactured about the numbers that popped up yesterday. 266,000 jobs, they were only expecting 185,000. Lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. 54,000 manufacturing jobs, they were expecting 15,000. Hourly wages up 3%, more than 3%. And you talk about full employment, how about 158,593,000 people working? Full employment, record employment. Never had that many people working at one time before anywhere, period. And how about this one? How about this one? If they're not talking about that, certainly they're going to be talking about Adam Schiff. Let's talk about Adam Schiff getting himself in big trouble because of the super suits sniffing around that he was doing, which is going to come back to bite him squarely in the butt. Watch and see. The secret subpoena adventure by Adam Schiff is going to come back to bite him in the butt. Well, music is starting to come up. I'm going to have to go away for the day. Now, I will be later today at lunchtime. I will be December 7th. This is the December 7th, the day that will live in infamy when Pearl Harbor was attacked. I will be with my fellow veterans over at the Mission Barbecue, West Waters Avenue. We have an event going on there from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We'll have a lot of veterans there, and we're going to have some World War II guys there. Hope to have at least one or two guys from Pearl Harbor so we can honor them, because they are definitely the greatest generation, and we all look up to those guys and what they had to go through. But I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's been another great week. To everybody in the chat room, we'll see you. And Susie Q, you're doing good. Keep up the good work. Proud of you. And Ron, Kyle, Denise, see you all next week. God bless America. Have a great day. Stay safe, stay warm, and stay the heck out of the snow, Richard the Marine. I'll be your...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.